This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I said it earlier. Let me stay on it. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You can, there's so many Christmas gifts there. Holiday gifts. Whatever you want to call them. I don't really care at this point. I mean, I do care that you call Christmas Christmas. If you're celebrating Hanukkah, then call it Hanukkah. Festival, whatever it is that you celebrate, stay with the name. You know, I jokingly said it, well, I actually pretty much say it every year, but I get a kick out of it. I want you to tell your wife, when it comes to Valentine's Day, don't wish her a Valentine's Day. Why would you do that? Somebody might get offended. What if you have people who religiously don't celebrate or can't celebrate? Why would you do that? Just say, happy holidays, honey. Let me know how that works out for you when the swelling in your eye goes down. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's why we fix stuff. You need to be part of the solution. That's the only way we fix stuff. And again, as I always said, I really do appreciate your time with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of that solution. And it is a big deal. Some of you may not think it is, but it really is a big deal. All right. It's always something, ain't it? I got so many stories to get through. I'm not even so sure I'm going to be able to. We started talking about Afghanistan and the Taliban. They displayed pallets of cash they received for humanitarian aid. Now, I wonder where they got that. Who sent it? No, really, seriously curious. A large package containing around $40 million in cash for humanitarian aid was seen on an airport tarmac in Afghanistan. Now, the money was, well, handed over to the Bank of Afghanistan. The Taliban-controlled Central Bank of Afghanistan. They own it. They deal with it. It's headquartered in Kabul. Now, the bank tweeted several images. Why would they tweet out images of cash? Right? They're $100 banknotes. They were boxed and bagged at the airport. See, the thing about behind that is they can't be frozen, right? It's actual cash dollars. They could do something with it. Another package of humanitarian aid worth $40 million arrived at the Afghanistan and was handed over to the commercial bank in Kabul. This is the second package that's arrived in Afghanistan this week. it's amazing to me. These are the same people that killed, what, 13 of our soldiers? 13 of our warriors? Right? If they want humanitarian aid, if they want to help their people, sell some of the military equipment you stole from us. You got $80 billion of it. What's the problem? Look, I've got to ask the question. Think about it. Think about how ridiculous this is. We're sending them millions of dollars in humanitarian aid after they, for all intents and purposes, not only did they take our equipment, but some of it they sold to China, our enemy. See, this is where I have the same problem right now with some of our young Republicans that I've been dealing with. Right? Because they want to play nice. They think they can play nice with the Democrats. They can get the Democrats to back off. They can get everything just to be wonderful and great. No, you can't. They don't want to be wonderful and great. They don't care. It's about power. It's about owning the whole thing. That's what it's about. So you can't play nice with people. Look at, they want to hurt you. They want to hurt you in more ways than one. And if that is seriously the situation, how exactly are you going to play nice with them? You guys remember when ISIS was at its finest, if you would. Right? It was the same thing there, wasn't it? We'll just go over and give them some hugs and kisses and let them know that they're loved. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it worked out well. Right? I'm sorry somebody got hurt. I'm sorry people got hurt. I'm sorry people got killed. But the reality, frankly, the reality is you're too stupid to know better. I don't want to hear, don't write me emails that, start telling me about how, Joe, you don't understand, we have to try, we have to pour out our hearts, we have to make them see that we're human, no matter how barbaric they are. All right, good, send your daughter over. No, not your son, send your daughter over. Right? And then tell me how comfortable you are with that. I'm not joking, I'm serious. An old saying of my day, I'm as serious as a heart attack. There are some people that are just evil. They don't know any better. And that's what you're dealing like, what you deal when you're dealing with the Taliban. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give me a holler. And let me know what you think. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I knew he was going to scream. Wish I could have timed that better. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you spend. And whether you believe it or not, I do. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. Part, you know, I say it all the time. Part of the solution, part of the conversation. I don't care how you want to say it or not want to say it or whatever. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Anyway, and we've got to make it. I was talking to Kimberly earlier. I've already gotten some of you think I'm nuts. Yeah, let me join the club. You take a number like everybody else. But anyway, the reason behind it, the reason you even think it, frankly, is because I know I'm saying some of the stuff that some of you are thinking. When I say a civil war, you realize I don't mean you take up arms, cannons, and bazookas and everything else. Some of you don't even remember the fights of the 60s that they had. There were so many people, so many young people and others that really wanted to, they wanted to do the right thing, whether they were or not. Let's just get away from that for a minute. Whether they were or not, they were trying. They were trying. As misguided as I believe that they were, they made a difference. I mean, I've done it the same way, but they made a difference. And that's a big deal. Correct? I mean, tell me why I'm wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And nobody, you know what, you don't have to be 100% right on. You just don't. It's okay. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we win. That's how we honestly win. All right. Let's move on. I know some of you have already written me. Look, the cameras aren't working. You got sound. It's radio, people. Don't know what to tell you. For the moment, that's you got what you got. Anyway, all right, where was I? See, Afghanistan. Pallets of money. You know, all this money that's going overseas and everywhere else and back to Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, wouldn't you love to have a little piece of that? Little piece of that action going on there? Yeah, you're not going to see any. Don't get excited over nothing. You're not going to see any of that money. It ain't for you. You're the peasant they have to keep in line. California's governor just tried to buy a whole bunch of people off. Sent out, I think it's $600 or $700 checks to everybody. Right? And you probably wouldn't know this. I don't know if they've done it in other states. We're supposed to have this big surplus. Instead of giving everybody a holiday from gas taxes, he's decided, well, I'm not going to do that. I'll just send you guys some money so you can spend it again in the taxes in every other place. Right? I love it. I think it's wonderful. I think it's they're showing their real colors. They're buying votes. They may not be buying them at the time of voting, but they're buying their votes. We're talking about why are we sending humanitarian aid to Afghanistan? We got people here that are suffering. We got, you know, I used to say you have people in the Appalachians, families that have got nothing, absolutely nothing, beating their brains out, working hard, plenty of places in the country like it. But now it's closer to home. It's in our big cities. We have vets sleeping in the streets, for God's sakes. Why are we spending or sending $40 million going deeper in debt to China? Why are we doing that? What sense does it make? Yeah, right. None. Now, the banks say they don't know where the money came from. Bullpuckies, you know exactly where it came from. The bank has said they received several shipments of millions of dollars in recent weeks. Any principled action that leads to the transfer of reserves to the country and helps the needy people, society, is much appreciated by the Afghani government. Right. Yeah. That money will go to the fat cats. That money will never be seen by the people who actually need it. You know that as well as I do. The Afghan Fund will help mitigate the economic challenges facing Afghanistan while protecting and preserving the $3.5 billion in reserves that the Afghan bank has. Again, sell off some of that equipment that we gave you. You're already doing it. I don't know if you're giving it away or selling it away or what. But there's no way you're going to tell me that you haven't been selling that stuff to China. Taliban's repression and economic mismanagement have exacerbated longstanding economic challenges for Afghanistan, including through actions that have diminished the capacity of key Afghani economic institutions and made the return of these funds to Afghanistan. You know, it's just amazing. You know where this money is coming from. Don't give me that credit. You don't. You know where it's coming from. Foreign aid stopped when the Taliban took over Afghanistan in 2021. World governments piled on sanctions, halted bank transfers, froze billions more in currency reserves. So, why can't we trust the government? Why do we always have a pause when certain things happen? Come on, give it some thought. We keep finding out more and more and more. And is it because they're telling us? And is it because they're having that moment before death of fessing up to what they've done? No, we've got to dig it out to find out what it is. That's the funny thing about it. We've got it, and then what happens? When we find out what they've been doing, then what are we called? Yeah, conspiracy theorists. You got proof. Now you got proof with Twitter. They're still going to say it's a nothing, a big nothing burger, right? So I'm senior host, I'll go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The monthly federal deficit was a record-setting $249 billion in November, $57 billion wider than the same month last year, as Republican control of the House puts the government's finances back in the political spotlight. A case gone cold for 34 years may finally see justice.
The suspect in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is back in lockup after making an appearance in a D.C. court. The elderly Libyan man faces two counts of destruction of an aircraft, resulting in death. An explosion on board killed all 270 on board, including 190 Americans, many of which were students flying home for Christmas after a semester abroad. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. I'm Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how we fix everything. That's the easiest way we do it. And I do appreciate your time with me as well. All right. Going to keep hitting all these crazy stories of the day. Again, talking about how the Afghanis got another $40 million. It arrived on pallets in Afghanistan. Nobody knows where it came from. Right. Sure. Whatever. No, really. We keep hearing about what sad shape they're in. They got $80 billion of our equipment, people. China's got access to their airport. And you know China's got some of the equipment. Don't tell me that China isn't paying them anything. Right? I mean, seriously. Again, as I said, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You can't even make this stuff up. If you want to, you can't make this stuff up. Anyway. Earlier, last hour, I talked about Pete Buttigieg, who I lovingly refer to as Pete Buttercheeks. He was ripped for using taxpayer-funded private jets. Now, think about it. You, the American populace, you're paying... not little money, big money. For all this climate crisis stuff. Remember global cooling, global warming, climate change. Now climate crisis. You know why? Because they can't prove anything. Nothing they have said has come true. Nothing. Not one prediction has come true. But I love hearing these people talking. I've been to several events. And you got Democrats in the line, and they're talking about, oh, can't believe, you know, so-and-so won't allow this to happen, and we should be spending more money giving money to other countries. It's like, no, we shouldn't. We can't trust it. We don't do anything to make sure the other countries are using the money the way they should. White House Transportation Secretary Peter Buttigieg was roasted for climate hypocrisy after flight data revealed that he flew out of taxpayer-funded jets while advocating for the need to reduce carbon emissions. Shouldn't anyone who says that, you know, we have got to take care of the environment, we have got to, we're in dire need, we have to move quickly? Well, I'm confused. Then why would you show us by example? Why would you show us how scared you really are by example? They're hypocrites. You want to go down the list of things that they've done? Look at Governor Newsom alone. you know, declaring how bad the COVID thing was, and we had to protect others, and we couldn't go out, you know, in public for fear of hurting somebody, getting somebody sick. And where does he go 2 days later? Come on. Where does he go 2 days later? He's out at that restaurant spending a gazillion dollars, what is that, $1,500 a plate, while he was there with donors. Right, but that was okay. It was so serious, so devastating, so deadly that I guess maybe he was immune to it. Maybe there was something in his immune system we don't know about. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I don't know how you deal with that. I really don't. I want to nail him for being extremely stupid or dishonest, one of the two. But I guess when you're on a certain side of the aisle, being dishonest is really not a big deal. Nothing to look twice at, I guess. Unreal. People, if you don't really see what's going on here, honestly, I'd have to say is you're willfully ignorant, you're dishonest, you don't care, or you just don't have an IQ that can grasp this whole thing. I no, really, seriously, in all sincerity. Right? I mean, look around just Twitter alone. When Trump had tweets up, they were reading between, yeah, they, you know who they are. They were reading between the lines to let us know what that tweet from Trump really meant. Right? When he said go peacefully, he didn't mean go peacefully. He meant go and start trouble. Go and take that place by force. That's what he meant. Those were all secret code. Apparently the ones that were in a club didn't even know about it. But they can put that out there. That's okay for them. And now you have tweets that specifically tell you what the FBI was telling Twitter to do or not do. What to push out, what not to push out. Who not to let have a voice and who to let have a voice. They're telling you that's no big whoop. Not a big deal. Right? Those people, again, it's a matter of you sitting here scratching your head going, okay, so if one person who says go peaceably doesn't really mean that, then the person who says go violently, do they mean that? I mean, what's it? Help me understand. No, really, give it some serious thought here. They really do. They've got this down. It's scary how down they got this. Between getting you to, you know, wear your masks, and now they're talking about doing it again. Because COVID is taking off now, apparently. We can't control it anymore. It's going crazy. So they're giving some serious thought to requiring masks again. And you can't do anything but shake your head. I mean, seriously. You're shaking your head and you're going, I don't believe you people are doing this again. Or even considering doing it again. Now, here's what I said to you. We're going to have a civil war. Because you and I aren't going to do this. Right? You and I are going to walk into a store and they're going to want to throw us out. Because they're going to look at you and go, hey, how come you don't have a mask on? You're going to go, because I don't have to wear one. I'm not doing this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And they don't care. They don't. They're not looking for the truth. Just remember that. We're getting more and more stories coming in on detransitioning. They're not being sent just to me. They're all over the place. Do you see any of those in mainstream media? Any? No, and you won't. Because it goes against their narrative. And it's happening more and more. We talked about this a little bit the other night when we talked about the American Girl doll. And it's facing backlash over a book targeted at prepubescent girls that promotes gender transition. Right? It's not a matter of, hey, if you're thinking this, it's a matter of don't let anything stop you. Don't let your genitalia stop you. You don't know what you are. Even if you have certain genitalia, you don't know you're that. You can be whatever you want to be. They got a book called out, A Smart Girl's Guide to Body Image. For real? Really? Which is marketed to girls ages 3 to 12, encourages children to talk with a doctor if they're questioning their gender identity. And not tell your parents. Find a doctor that'll keep it a secret. Seriously. I mean, Kat Kattinson is a detransitioner who lost her singing voice after receiving gender affirmation treatment. Now, the message behind the American Girls book that a girl could be born into the wrong body and need drugs or surgery to be herself contradicts the message of body acceptance movement, which is it? They've always been like this. They've always been confused like this. There is no girl, there is no boy, except when they wanted to be a girl, a boy, male, and a female. Now, think about it. How can you have gay, lesbian, transgender, or bisexual, for that matter, if there's no girl or boy? I mean, I must be totally confused. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, my favorite saying. I know, I'm like a broken record with it. Because the only way I can get you to do anything is exactly that. Right? Get involved, get engaged, give a mindset to this thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Back at it again. We're talking about Pete Buttigieg, or as I lovingly refer to as Pete Buttercheeks. And, you know, these people, again, all over us for doing the good and moral thing in their eyes. We need to do good and moral things. They don't. Right? I mean, look at Jim Carrey. Flies everywhere on his own jet. They emitted a little over 300 metric tons of carbon since Biden took office. But we have to be careful what we do. We have to own electric everything. You know what I think? I think all those people that are pushing this on us so badly, every one of them should have to fly in the first version of the electric planes. What do you think? Right? Battery-operated planes? Oh, yeah, I think it's a great idea. And you talk about Buttigieg. I mean, he's running around on a private jet while telling us we have to cut back on our carbon emissions. We're funding, our tax money is funding somebody to fly a private jet around while we take care of pay for carbon emissions. We're going to pay other countries to say, you know, give them money to help them fight climate change. Right? I mean, he just went. Check this out. He just flew to Canada to pick up an award for advancing LGBTQ rights and home again on a private jet. I mean, God forbid he couldn't go commercial. And to pick up an award for a certain group, right? What if it was an Italian-American award being given up there in Canada? Would it be okay to fly up to get it if they were giving it to me and not the country? Yeah, I think so. And they're all like this. We're all holier than thou. And it doesn't matter what it costs you, how it inconvenienced you. Dave decided the best way to spend the money. I'm telling you, man, this is like Treasure Island for these people. Every time they get in office, they get total control. This is what they do. But you saw with Nancy Pelosi's blowout during the lockdown. You saw it with Gavin Newsom's $50,000 dinner. Everything they tell us not to do, we shouldn't be doing, they're doing themselves. How does that happen? You know, think about it. Maybe the IG at the Transportation Department should do an investigation. They should look and see if it's justified, because if it's not raising red flags to somebody, I don't know what does. Blue judges traveled both domestically and internationally using a private jet fleet managed by the Federal Aviation Administration. Yes, the FAA. Well, they have to have their own jets. According to flight tracking data reviewed by Fox News, the flight records align with Buttigieg's schedule of external and public engagements. In other words, the places that Buttigieg showed up, and exactly at the time he showed up and when he left, the FAA was landing and taking off. Buttigieg's predecessor, Elaine Chao, who was appointed by former President Trump, she faced criticism for using the same jets on only 7 occasions. It was costing the taxpayer $94,000 at the time. Right? Political went on their minds, yet nothing of Buttigieg. Trump appointed Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price. He was forced to resign after reportedly taking 26 private jet flights the same year, costing taxpayers $1.2 million. But again, Buttigieg and team, they get a free ride. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, remember what Trump said? What was it that he could you know, shoot somebody in the middle of the street and people would still vote for him? Something along those lines. Everybody was outraged. How dare he say that? How dare he do that? Whatever, whatever, whatever. This is what they're doing. No, really, this is what they're doing. For all intents and purposes, they get away with everything. I don't get it. I mean, I do get it. I get how evil operates. But, I mean, I've been told forever that I have to have faith in the American people. But I'm sorry. You talking about the same people that voted in Newsom again? Same people that voted in Obama twice? The same people that probably would have voted in Hillary Clinton? I mean, if she had just a bit more of a personality? No, come on, think about it. They don't care about anything. We're not looking for statesmen anymore. Now they want internet influencers. That's what they're looking for. Does that make so much sense, doesn't it? Everybody kind of lives in their own little world. What's going on in my town and around me is what's important. And these people that want to run for president, get the biggest... Yeah. Biggest kick out of some of these people. And if you don't think we're heading into a total communist kind of scenario, Eric Adams ordered city staffers to transfer anyone having a mental health problem who refuses to cooperate to a hospital for evaluation. Right? Will that include all those people in the street that refuse to cooperate with police? Is that where we're going to send them? He wants to make sure that we help the most severe mental illness and help curb it in the city. Get them off the streets. Adams ordered all city employees, including those in the police, fire, EMS, and health departments, to transfer anyone experiencing a mental health crisis who refuses to cooperate to the hospital for evaluation. The mayor described it as a long-term approach to dealing with individuals with severe mental illness and an urgent adjustment in how officials view their commitment to arresting people needing help. Now, common misunderstanding, he said, persists that we can't provide involuntary assistance unless a person is too violent or wants to commit suicide. It's not true. Right? Going forward, we'll make every effort to assist those who are suffering from mental illness, whose illnesses are endangering them by preventing them from meeting their basic human needs. What does that mean? No, really. These are the same people that are okay with our vets sleeping in the street, shooting up in the street, and all of that. That seems to be just fine. Now, as of Tuesday, police are receiving improved training for basic needs interventions. And including engagement tactics to try, well, they want the cop to try to help the person live a better life before they remove them. I don't even know what that looks like. I mean, the police is supposed to be there really, truly to keep law and order. I don't get it. Where was I? Okay. The new guidance explicitly states that it's appropriate to employ this method when individuals appear to be mentally ill, capable of... I mean, how do they know? They're police officers. They're not there to, they're not psychologists. It's not what they're there for. The city will establish a telephone hotline for police to use when they come across a person experiencing a mental health crisis. They'll be receiving real-time access to potential responses to the individuals they encounter. So they're already hurting for money. Now they're going to take this on. While I was reading this, I was thinking about something. I was thinking about how they, illegals are being dropped in the city. They got no place to go, no one to be with. They walked all that way or were driven all that way, I don't know which. I still have a hard time believing they walked all that way. And when they get here, they don't get everything they're looking for, everything that the gold streets aren't here that they thought were here. Right? That's going to cause a little mental angst, don't you think? Mental anguish, whatever. I don't know how they're going to afford it all. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Would love to know what you have to say about this. It's just, again, I could do 10 hours a day on these whack stories. That's how many there are. It's just crazy. Right? Here we go. The Human Rights... Anytime I see something where it starts off with Human Rights Commission, it scares the bejesus out of me. It really does. Because it's a great, great catch-all. Thomas, your host. You got me for the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.